Wally Lewis, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, boys.
Now, a lot of people don't know this, that Wally is obviously one of the eight immortals, and he's a rugby league legend, and he's reads the sport for the last 20 years on Channel 9. Very well known. But it's come to my attention, and I want to clarify this, that potentially there was another line of work that certain members of the public wanted Wally Lewis to be involved in. We are talking to what could have been the Premier of Queensland.
Is that right, Wally? Is this true? That Wally, well, he's the king.
He's the king, but he doesn't like to be referred to that. But my understanding is, now, Wally, I know that you've got a confidentiality clause. So what we thought we'd do is that we're going to ask some true or false questions, and that's all you have to answer. You don't have to answer anything other than true or false. And
can I ask you, Dobbo, what's this on the back of?
I was at a dinner on Tuesday night, and a bloke told me that Wally Lewis was recruited to be a National Party's member, and that off the back of that, it was declined, and the reason is Sir J.B. Ockerpeterson thought that he would be a leader of this state.
That Sir Joe headhunted...
Sir Joe headhunted Wally Lewis to be a National Party's member. And I tell you what, dear to my heart, the National Party. And the fact is that he's not, obviously, he had a bigger career on TV, which was much more important than being the Premier of this state. Wally Lewis, true or false, that Sir Joe tried to recruit you to be a National Party member?
There was an approach made. True. What I felt like saying, Dobbo, at the time was to when the approach was made, whatever you've had to drink, I'll have a double.
Do you ever think now I could have been the Premier of Queensland if I'd accepted that?
Absolutely no chance. My wife Jackie, she was secretary of the Young Labor Party in her early days, and my father-in-law, Bruce, he was in charge of the Wharfies. So there wasn't much chance at all that that I was going to be heading in that direction. And I've got to say that I came from the working man area as well, Cannon Hill on the south side, and probably had interests in politics, but they certainly weren't in that direction. Put it that way.
How did it go though, King? Like, was it Sir Joe himself that reached out to you?
I had a meeting. Yeah. It was Senator Ron McAuliffe was the one that came up with the conversation, and just told me that he was passing it on. Could I go and meet? And I said, what's it about? And he said, I can't tell you what the meeting's all about, but he's just requested that you do have a meeting. When I passed that on, there was a little bit of a tension inside the four walls at home.
Oh, man.
And I said, look, I don't know what I've got no idea what it's about. It might be about footy, it might be about setting up a charity. I've got no idea. So I went to under the guidance of Senator Ron McAuliffe, who just said, all you got to do is sit there and listen. You're not expected to do anything. I went in there, and an approach was made, but it wasn't something that interested me at all, and I definitely did not.
Pretty smart move, though. Pretty smart move, Wally, by the National Party. Like, you were at that stage. You weren't the king, but you were arguably the most recognisable person in Queensland. And the National Party was struggling at that stage. So they go, why not get the ratings up? Let's go and get the best football in the game.
Yeah, well, they were apparently struggling in one area, and that was what the approach was all about, to go to another electorate. When I had a beautiful place, I was living in Norman Park at the time in an old colonial house, and I had no interest in moving from there, and there was a bit of reward that was offered should I move to another area, but it was no chance, absolutely no chance whatsoever.
How did Sir Joe take it? I can't imagine that he was an easy figure. I can't imagine he heard no a lot, Wally.
Oh, mate, I don't know, really. It wasn't an interest of mine to what he thought about it. I was asked a question, was I interested, and I gave the valid answer. I certainly wasn't, and Mate, I wasn't interested in doing any politics. It didn't matter what party it was for at that stage. I was playing footy. The one thing that was the major priority in my life was football, and it didn't matter what it was. It wasn't going to interfere.
What an awesome piece of Queensland history this is. This is an amazing piece of Queensland history. How's this gone untold for so long, Wally?
I remember hearing it some time ago about, you know, could I confirm or deny, and I simply said no, I can't confirm or deny it. To be honest, it's none of your business. And I think I said it to Robbo, didn't I? Robbo, wasn't any of your business either.
Yeah, but I didn't say no for an answer.